my Desi people, and welcome to Bali Talk with Why Mini Designs, a podcast where we talk about anything and everything, you know it, Bollywood. Today we will be talking about a big issue in Bollywood, I would say, which is Bollywood versus Dollywood and all the remakes that they're doing without actually informing us what it's a remake of. Yeah. So the first one on the list is a real popular one. It's the Siti Mar song. See, I actually already knew about this song because my brother introduced it to me. He was like, oh my god, look at this dance move. That's so cool. He showed it to me and I was like, oh yeah. So it was engraved in my head. And then when Salman Khan decided to do it again, I was like, ugh. I can't watch you. I can't listen to this song. It's just wrong.
So how I know the Siti Mar song is because Allu Arjun has to be one of my favorite actors, right? So I've watched all of his movies in Hindi and in like Telugu, right? So when you watch it in Telugu, obviously the song comes up. So that's how like I saw the song and I was like, and I actually love majority of the South Indian songs and stuff. And then I saw it and then like someone comes up with his one. I was like, oh my god, I like refuse to watch that song.
Yeah.
And I hate it so much. And I'm just like the fact that they have like basically kind of translated it. And then also a fun fact about that song, the guy who produced, like, not produced the song, but like, what would you call like someone that
music director?
Yes, the music director. So it's like the same music director for the song. But and people started saying the thing like, oh, like to the guy, like, oh, you're just like ruining a good song, right? Mm. And then, but a majority of the people were like, he's probably just doing it for the fame.
Mm.
And which makes sense. I mean, like, if you're trying to, like, get your name out there, it just makes more sense, like, you doing it. But also, like, why would you have to ruin a basically perfect song?
Because
you basically, like, just translating it into, like, from Telugu to Hindi. But still, it's such a shitty song, right? Okay, I was like, okay, whatever. And then this music, I saw the music video. I was just like, oh my god, if like Allu watches this, he's probably had like a real like 20 minute laugh, I guess. Like, I mean, I had a 20 minute laugh myself, so I was guessing, maybe he would have had a laugh about this too. I mean, like, what is this dance move on that?
Like, can you even imagine what Allu Arjun was like going through when he was told, oh yeah, we're gonna make a remake of Siti Mar? And then when he actually watched it, he's like, what the heck? He must have been like, oh, Salman Khan, great, like, big actor, great, great, great. And then it's, like, watching the actual outcome is like, what is this shit?
I know, like, probably Allu would have been, like, I feel like he would have been a little disappointed. Yeah. And, like, you know, just being like, that was my song, my thing, like, you know. I mean, people do feel offended and stuff, and no matter, like, you know, if you give your something, imagine, like, if Sawali Sazal was made by someone else, like, you know.
Which it was.
Obviously, we all know the story. I mean, you felt disappointed and shit, like, you know. Yeah. So, basically, it would have been the same thing.
Now that we've discussed that popular song, now we can discuss a popular movie. No hate to Shahid Kapoor, because I actually love his acting. I feel like he's really improved. But Kabir Singh got a lot of recognition for the movie compared to what its original movie, what I'm assuming, didn't get in Bollywood, I mean.
Yeah, like...
I mean, the Dollywood movie is Arjun Reddy, just so in case anyone doesn't know.
I mean... basically everything was the same.
Yeah.
And then like I didn't like I watched Kabir Singh and I didn't even know there was like a movie called Arjun Reddy, right? And I don't know how, I just randomly found it one day and I was like, what?
Because I think it came out on my Netflix as well, because the aesthetics look the same. The same beard look, everything's glasses, everything's the same. The same font, red and red.
Everything the same. It's just that like one's a Hindi version, the other one's like a thing. South, and that's pretty much it. And there's no, like, I feel like whenever South Indian movies are remade, I feel like that should add a little bit of their own spice.
Yeah.
But I feel like Bollywood itself is doing so much shit right now. It's such a shit thing. They're just getting stories off like South and then just remaking it. They're like, here we go, big hit, blah blah blah.
Like, a movie's made with a bunch of people and Yet they didn't change anything in the movie.
No,
that's crazy.
Like, I feel like the only thing that was different, I guess, would have been the songs, right?
Probably.
The songs was different, but other than that, like, there's literally nothing that's, like, different.
Wow.
And then it's so funny, like, people don't even realize this, and then this is not just, like, Arjun Reddy or whatever, but there's so many movies out there that's, like, literally the same, but people just don't realize it.
Yeah, so, later on, we're gonna name a list of movies. I'm pretty sure Nashlyn's gonna say the Dollywood names of the movies, and I'll say the Bollywood ones. Because there's so many on my list that I didn't even know was a remake.
Yeah.
There's so many. Okay, we'll go through after, but we've got like main ones that we need to talk about. Oh, one of the main popular ones that we need to talk about is Singham, because it really got... I would say Singham was a... I don't know what the word is, but like a benchmark for Ajay Devgan. Like from Singham, everyone was like, oh my God, Ajay Devgan. Before I was like, oh, it's Ajay Devgan.
Like, yeah. Because I feel like he's done so many like movies that are very like soft, made him look like soft and emotional and kind of thing.
Like even Golmaal, like, it was like, oh, it's a comedy movie.
Comedy, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's
like Singham is like, oh my God, action. He's an action superstar. Joining Rohit Shetty and flipping cars from here and there.
But the thing, the other Singham, the South one, it has Surya in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Surya's the Bahubali guy?
No. So that's Prabhas.
Jokes. Clearly I don't know Dollywood.
So Surya, when the movie came out, like the Singham one, but I think the director was the same, it was still Rohit Shetty, but he just made it into Bollywood instead of like South, like, you know?
Oh.
But like, the image of Surya, like whenever someone says Singham, like the Surya just pops into my head, and like I just like see him like with this like the whole like South Indian like moustache, you know how they have like this big moustache, like that's literally what pops in my head.
But they did the same look for Ajay, didn't they?
Yeah, they kind of have the same, but not exactly. But it's a remake basically. But yeah, I think it's Rohit Shetty.
Even the villain in Singham, like the Bollywood one, he's a Dollywood actor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was he in the second one? I mean, was he in the South version?
I watched the South one like ages ago, so I can't remember.
Never mind. You guys do the research and let us know. Have you seen Lakshmi Bombs?
Yep, I've seen Lakshmi Bomb. But I feel like comparing the Lakshmi Bomb and then the South version as well. Akshay one was a little bit better, but I feel like only reason why it was better, because generally with South, like one of the things that I love about South is the fact that like they cast people even if they're not like very good looking ones, good looking guys, they like, and then they get paired with like the girl which will be like a really good looking girl. The guy might not be like that good looking, but the girl is like, whereas like Bollywood, the guy has to be perfect, the girl has to be perfect. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
And then
I've actually noticed that, like, I don't watch South Indian movies, but I've seen like the girls would be someone like Pooja Hegde is stunning, and there's like the Tamanna as well, the Jeanine Ledesouza, and Shruti Hassan, they're like so like pretty white skin tone girls too, though.
Yep, that's one of the things, but the guys will be like average looking,
like
guys.
They're like mid 30s, 40s average,
and then
not skinny. No abs.
No abs. And then there's just, like, basic normal guys. And the fact that they don't even try to... Like, one of the also things I picked up is that, like, they don't even try to Photoshop them.
Yeah.
Abs and stuff. One of the things I hate about Indian movies. And then... But, yeah. I forgot what I was saying.
Well, Akshay's one was better.
Akshay's one was better.
Better because why was it better?
Like, the way I feel like they kind of showed it, I guess. But then the whole storyline was the same, basically. But so, because mind you, South has really picked up their movie game, I would say, in the last 10 years or less than 10 years. 10 years is a long time, but like even less than that. So, like, movie, like, because people, whenever like people thought of South Indian movies, they basically thought of like some unrealistic things, right?
Yeah, like the banana. There's like the random memes about someone shooting something, a banana cut off a neck or something. It was like crazy action, basically.
Yes. So it was like basically people have like saw those sort of things and then they would have been like, oh, no, I don't want to watch South Indian movies because they have some unrealistic things in them, right?
Mm.
But, and then that was one of the things why ever since like I was growing up, I never actually paid attention to South Indian movies mm-hmm. or like anything South Indian related, right?
Same.
I just thought it was like, oh, stupid shit. And then ever since like I went to Asia and then I like, saw the culture and like I saw like you know, the South Indian people and like mm-hmm. the songs and how they are like, that's when I really got my interest and that's when I started watching like all these South Indian movies and like, you know, and then I was like to myself, I was like, actually, this is not that bad.
Yeah. What was your first South movie that you watched?
My first South movie would have been Allu Arjun's, is it Allah, like, I can't really say the name perfectly, but it's like Allah Vekandampurlu, and then it's on Netflix, and they're making a remake of that one as well.
In Bollywood?
Yes, and Kartik Aryan is in that, but then, one of the thing good thing about this is the fact that Alu's like, because Allu Arjun's family basically they're like Alu's like the actor and then his brother's the actor and then like his dad and like uncle and stuff, they're producers
mm-hmm.
so they're producing it, so Allu Arjun is producing it, and then but then like Kartik Aryan's in it, and I don't know how.
Wait, so they say their last name first? Yeah, Allu Arjun, Allu Arvind. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yes, yeah, so basically your last name comes. Like,
oh my god, I'm gonna be Yamini Yashi.
I'm Sharman Ashley. So they say their first name first. I mean, last name first. And yeah, so I don't know how Kartik is gonna be in that movie, and I know it's gonna be a flop.
Yeah.
And then, because at one point, like, Kartik got, like, pissed off because they, when the South people, like, saw how much, like, praise it was created when Alu's Pushpa came out, right?
Yes.
And then people, like, the South industry saw how much craze it's going to creating and how much, like, you know, how well it's doing. And then they were like, okay, we're going to stop the production of the movie. But then Kartik was like, no. It's like, he had this whole, like, he started this whole shit just because he's like, obviously, because him not getting a lot of movie literature at the moment, right? But so he had this, like, whole shit going on and he's just like, nah. So at the end, they were like, no, we actually have to make this movie.
Mm.
And then, because they were like, we kind of are losing money, but not really. But yeah, so they're still making it, but I don't think it's going to be as popular as what Alu's version was.
Wow.
Because when they saw like the Pushpa one, right? And then they were like, okay, we're going to dub this and do a cinema release of this movie. And then, but then like, nah, they started like, what is it? I think Kartik just kind of like started protesting and shit.
Speaking of Kartik and his remakes, Bulbulaya is a remake. And even, I think this story sits out because I've heard Kartik having, I don't know, scheduling issues or money issues while even recording Bulbulaya, or I think Dostana, either one of those, but I think it's Bulbulaya. And at one point he wasn't going to do the movie, and then but he's now back on. And it's like, oh my god, sort out your thing. But yes, Bulbulaya is a remake. Not the second one that he's doing, but Akshay Kumar version. Have you seen the original South Indian version?
No.
I've not seen it. Well, full stop over there.
I've not seen that one.
But I guess we can go through a list of all... Yay, halfway. I guess we can go through a list of all the South Indian... Like, the Bollywood movies that you didn't know were South Indian originals. Of course, we've talked about Singham. And then, I think I already knew about Force. Force is John Abraham and I think Janelia D'Souza or Sonakshi Sinha in the second one. Have you seen this one?
I haven't seen it, but Sonakshi Sinha is in the second one, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the South version? Okay. Can you say it? Never mind.
So
is H-K-H-A is T?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't really know. Like, whatever I see it as, that's how I kind of pronounce it. And then, like...
So, ka.
Yeah, like, but then... but if you ask someone that's actually, like, Tamil or like Telugu, then they'll just pronounce it very differently.
Good point. Another one that I actually didn't know was a remake was Gajini.
Yeah, Gajini is a remake.
Like, what? So this is the problem. Bollywood keeps hiding these things from us. They need to openly be like, we're remaking this.
I feel like whenever they make a movie, right, like, they should just, like, say, like,
yeah,
in the, like, this openly... movie's a remake of this yeah. movie. Like, you know, there's no...
It's one good thing about what Shahid Kapoor did in the movie Jersey. Like, they openly were like, because I was watching the Kapoor Sharma Show interview of Shahid and Mrunal. And he was like, oh, I went to the cinemas to watch Jersey. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so good. And then that's when they were like, oh, let's make a Hindi version of it. So I think the fact that you appreciate and you honor the fact that you are remaking something that's already made, you already gain a certain respect from your audience. Mm-hmm. Whereas people, when they go and remake movies like Gajini, also Tere Naam, now I'm reading, Tere Naam is a remake. I didn't know. I mean, even though that was 2000s movies, still, I would have liked to know that that was a remake. Another one in the list is Judua. I already don't like that movie, so I don't even care.
Didn't the only version of Judua I remember is the one that has Varun Dhawan in it?
What about the Salman Khan one? The original? No. Bollywood original.
I don't remember that.
Oh, wow. It's better. That's better than this one.
Mind you, like, I have not seen majority of the...
2000s movies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, my God. Speaking of remakes, I don't see why Bollywood is remaking Bollywood movies.
That's another funny story. Like, are they running out of more ideas to steal?
And especially Varun Dhawan is remaking every movie that came out in 2000s. But it's like, Hindi hasn't changed in 10 years.
Exactly.
You don't have to.
But then, he's just, like, remaking his dad's
movies. Dad's movies, yeah.
But his dad is spending the money. So basically he's like, you know what? Let me just do this.
Yeah, so he made Judua 2. And then he made the Coolie number 1. Yeah, but the 2 number. Version. Second version. Coolie number 2. It was shit. Because it's literally... So this is what... Now I see what the South Indian people feel. Like, the people that watch South Indian movies when they watch Bollywood remakes. It's me watching Judua first one and then going to watch Judua second one because it's exactly the same.
Mm.
So now I know what you guys feel. It's, like, exactly the same. It's just a different language.
Okay, this is a funny story. So I watched Jersey, the one South Indian version has Nani in it. The actor's name is called Nani, right?
Oh.
The actor's name is Nani. He's like one of the best, right? I mean, all of the South Indian actors are my favorite, but like Alu has to be the top. But so I went to watch Jersey last week in cinemas, and for about 2.5 hours, even it's like 2 hours and 50 minutes or whatever, I literally sat there so bored. Like, I was so bored.
You were messaging me.
I was literally messaging you while I was at the movie. Because it was that boring for me. I was like, oh, okay, this is average. But then I was like, it's okay, because I was like, I wasn't even interested in that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should have watched KGF, like, you know?
So there's a South Indian movie?
Yeah, KGF is South Indian. I mean, yeah, it's one of the popular movies at the moment.
Hmm.
Everyone's, like, crazy about it.
Damn. Another... I'm seeing a pattern over here. Because another two in the list for Bollywood remakes is Wanted and Reddy. And so it's like, oh wow, Salman Khan really likes to rip off South Indian movies. And look, Reddy in Telugu is the same name as the Bollywood name. Reddy. I'm Reddy. Why am I saying Reddy? Reddy.
Because you like the South Indian name.
Reddy, the South Indian movie, and the Bollywood name is also Reddy. It's like, they didn't even try, bro.
So there's, like, this guy, Brahman Mandan Dham, that guy, he's literally, has it in the Guinness Book of Records for, like, he's done over, like, 1,000 movies or something like that.
Acting over in over 1,000 films to date. Wow. He holds
the most, like...
Holy crap.
Yeah.
1,000 movies.
1,000 movies. But then, like... whichever South Indian movie you see, you'll see him there. Even if it was like 10 minutes or 5 minutes, but like
he'll be in there.
He's in there. And then he also makes the movie so much better as well. Like, his comedy is like too good. I love, like, the, like, you know, the feeling you get whenever you're watching like a movie in like South, like, you know, like in Telugu and stuff, the feeling it gives you, like so much better when you
I need to I need to watch one.
Compared to when you watch it in, like, what is it? In Hindi. Like, I watched Ararat in Hindi, right? And then I was like, oh my god, no. I need to watch this movie in, like, Telugu.
So, where is it on?
So it should come on Netflix soon.
Yay.
But I watched the Hindi version in the cinema.
Oh my gosh. Is it, like, dubbed over?
No. So here's the, like, one of the cool things about that movie is that, like, with Alu's Pushpa, right, someone else did the dubbing of the Hindi.
Yeah.
But with RRR, it's basically Ram Charan and NTR. They did the voiceover themselves. It's their own voice.
Nice. And even Alia can do the both.
Yeah, Alia can do the
both. Was she in it for a big part, or was she...
Like, her part was a little part, but she, like, the feel, a fair, not feel, like, the fact that, like, she's such a, like, a big
star in Bollywood,
she did get the same amount of, like,
screen time.
Not screen time, like, the, like, you know, how she was promoting and stuff. Even though her scene would have been at least, like, 20 minutes or, like or like, a little bit more. I would give it max, like, half an hour. That's how much she was on the movie, and, like, you know. But she gets, like, the same recognition as, like, these Ram Charan and NTR. Like, you know, them being in a 3-hour movie and then her having a 30-minute scene.
So I think that's what they did. They used her to advertise in Bollywood.
Kind of, yes. That's, but then they have actually, they've gone in it as well.
That's pretty much what they do in, like, oh, I'm going to say this about Bollywood again. It's what they do in Bollywood. Like, for example, the movie War. There was Tiger and Hrithik for all of the movie. But then Vani Kapoor came for the interviews and stuff, and she was only in the movie for, like, probably less than 30 minutes, and she dies. She enters, she dances, she dies.
Mm.
But she's going in to do interviews for her 30-minute scene.
Yeah, that's what Alia.
Yeah, they're using her, she's not famous, but they're using, like, oh, it's a girl in a movie, there's gonna be a love story in it. Clickbait, there isn't. Kinda.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't Hrithik Roshan use, like, her to, like, you know, gain something?
Yeah, in the movie. Yeah. And then she dies. She dies on a mission.
That was so dumb.
In another movie, we've already talked about Bhulbhulaiya, but here we go. I'm seeing another Akshay Kumar pattern, too. There's Bhulbhulaiya, Hera Peri, Rowdy Rathore, Houseful 2. Oh, my God. That's... Oh, wait. Another one. Garam Masala. Do you know these songs, these movies?
I've seen the Hindi version.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen, like...
The Malayalam.
They haven't even changed the name for Bodyguard.
Yeah, I see with Akshay, with, what's it, Salman Khan, they don't even bother changing the names of the movies. So yes, Bollywood remade Bodyguard with a Malayalam movie, Bodyguard. Have you seen that one?
I've seen the Hindi
version. Yeah, I really like it. Oh, my, Halchal is a remake too?
What?
What the heck? There's my childhood right there.
I know!
No Entry? Oh my god.
Badhai ho?
I actually don't know that one.
I don't either.
Rehna hai tere dil mein. I think I know.
Bro, isn't that movie Surya Vansham?
Actually don't know that one. But oh my god, Aamdani Athani Kharcha Rupaiya. You haven't seen this?
No.
Oh my god, it was my childhood movie because I used to just love saying it. Aamdani Athani Kharcha Rupaiya. It's like, you get the meaning of the Aamdani Athani? That means you don't earn a lot. Like, you earn like 50 cents or something, but Kharcha Rupaiya, like, oh, you're spending as if you're like a
millionaire.
Yeah, millionaire or something.
Okay.
Because in the movie, the husbands are all like, pinga, they can't do shit. But when the wives want to go work, they're like, no, you're not working. There was a whole good movie.
Okay.
Good slowish movie.
Surya Vansham. That movie, I can't believe that's I think Amitabh Bachchan movie. If
Surya Vansham, why do I not remember it?
It's another parampara sort of movie.
Anushasan.
Not Akshay Kumar's Surya Vanshi.
Fun fact, that might be even a...
Surya Vanshi was a weird
movie. No comment. I'll do another podcast when the new T series come out.
See? That movie.
Oh my god.
Like, it's like a sort of parampara movie as well.
Oh. Have you you've seen it?
I have not seen it, but I've seen it so... I've seen so many memes.
Ads or...
No. Oh, I mean, I've seen so many memes of it, and now I feel like I've actually seen the movie. Very good.
There's also, what, oh my god, Mr. and Mrs. Kilari. That's the Juhi Chawla and him
version. I have not seen that.
Actually, I haven't seen it either. I don't think I've seen his early Kilari days. The only one I've seen is the one with Undertaker, fake Undertaker, and Rekha. International Kilari, I think that's what it's called.
Isn't that the whole reason, like, actually, my fell in love, like, had an affair with Rekha?
Rekha?
Yeah!
Had an affair?
Apparently, like, I was reading this article about, like, how Akshay Kumar was having, like, an affair with Rekha because of that movie or something like that. And then, like, what's his current wife's name?
Twinkle.
Yeah, and then Twinkle was, like, getting pissed off and shit. She's like, nah, nah, nah,
oh my god, wait. Do you want to do another podcast just talking about the Bollywood affairs? Oh, wow. Son of Sardar is a remake, too.
Kattamitta is one.
Kattamitta kind of gives off a remake vibe, because I think that movie was bad.
How dare you say that?
You liked it? Or your engineering?
I mean, that
the engineer and you.
That movie's the whole reason why I became a road engineer. But even though I'm not even a road engineer. But that's the whole reason.
I just like the song, Sajde Ki Hai Lakho.
But yeah.
Chachi 420 is a remake.
But isn't Chachi 420 like a remake of an English movie?
Oh, the Robin Williams one?
I think so.
I think that's the word. I think that's the one. I think I might be wrong. But yeah. Oh, so both of these guys ripped off an English movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I should do a podcast where we just talk about English remakes.
I mean,
yeah. BV number one. What the heck? I love that movie.
Isn't there Salman Khan in that movie?
Yes. It's 2000s days, Karishma.
Karishma, okay, I think, yeah. I've seen that one.
But you've seen the Tamil ones?
No, I've not seen the Tamil
ones. Damn, you need to go through all this list.
I think I should have. I need time.
You need to, like, go through all this list and watch all the remakes. I don't know what movie Sunday is, but Anjana Anjani, what the heck? That's the Ranbir Kapoor and Priyanka Chopra.
I've not seen that movie.
Oh, that's all right. You don't need to see it. I was looking at Shah Rukh Khan's box office and I noticed Chennai Express. What is your thoughts about the South India representation in there through what, Deepika's random accent? A bit too much, nah?
It's a bit too much. No one talks like that.
Yeah.
Like, you do have your South Indian accent and stuff into it, but you do not talk like that.
Yeah. I'm Jati and all that. I mean, like, and when you speak Hindi, it's not like that, I think.
I have friends and stuff who are, like, South Indian. They're from, like, South India and stuff. And then I've not heard a single of them speak like that. Unless and until we, like talking in a mocking version.
Yeah.
Then, like, yeah, the accent comes through. But, like, other than that, like, no one talks like that. I feel like Rohit Shetty, like, even though he's been around South Indian people, like, he should have known better.
Yeah, it was a bit too, like... That movie turned out to be a blockbuster, according to box office rates right now. But I think it's just because of the fact that it's Shah Rukh Khan and Deepika Padukone in a movie again. And that it's Rohit Shetty. And that it's a bit of a comedy. That's it. Yeah. Otherwise, the storyline is...
Like, people were like, oh my god, it's such a good movie and stuff. Like, yeah. To be honest, I found it a very average movie.
Yeah, it was... I mean, it's a movie that you can go watch over and over again. But still, it's not a great movie for it to be a blockbuster.
Yeah, it's not a great... Like, I've seen better movies.
Yeah.
They have a better storyline. And then, like, they tried to make the... After that, they made, like, the Happy New Year or whatever. And then that...
Yeah, that was so bad. Like, oh,
that's karma for
that,
you.
Yeah, that was so bad. But yeah. Well, Happy New Year is... Wait, what the heck? Happy New Year is super hit.
I thought it was a flop.
To me, it was personally a flop.
How is that, like...
See, I don't know what's going on with India, like, India box office. Sort your ish out.
Dilwale was a flop as well.
Yeah, to me it was a flop. Semi-hit, what the heck. Just because Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol are coming back in the movie does not mean it can be a a thing.
Also, you know how you said like the whole remake, the Hindi didn't change? Bro, they've literally made Dawn 1 and 2.
Two. And like Dawn, Amitabh Bachchan, you mean. Yeah, Hindi 2, Hindi remakes. I don't get it. I mean...
Can someone please explain to me, like, what's this, like,
in remakes? In a way, I get that one because Amitabh Bachchan's one came out in the early, what, 80s or 70s? And like the filmography and the look of it was different then. But I don't get if the movie came out 10 years ago. So like Govinda days, the film quality was good. And Jodhwa, I mean, and like the Kooli number 2, Varun Dhawan, is film quality is good too. And I think, didn't Dawn, they change some topics a little?
Like, I have no idea.
Actually, I haven't seen it myself.
I have no idea, but I just don't
understand. I can't be bothered. But yeah, so I just don't see it.
Oh, also, like, people considered Alu's, like, DJ a flop movie, right? Apparently it's considered, like, a flop movie. But according, like, because I've already had, like, a chat to people about this, and they think, like, South Indian movies, their flow, the flow of the story and stuff, is, like, they don't have, like, a very perfect flow, I guess.
Oh.
There's some movies, like, yeah, some things could be different, and, like, you know. And then, also, I feel like South Indian movies, their endings sometimes are, like, very cut to the short.
Oh,
like, you know, it's not like Bollywood there where they show every like little detail and like shit like that, but it's, like with South movies, it's just basically like cut to like short, like it's just on the point and that's it, bye, goodbye, end of movie. But yeah, and then people say that like DJ was a flop movie, and I'm just like, no, DJ is actually a good movie, like, you know. And then my mate's like, no, it's like, you know,
did you research, like, was it actually a flop or?
Yeah, it's a flop. It's apparently considered a flop. But I actually love that movie.
See, I don't know what the box office does. Like, movies turn out to be flops when they're actually decent, good movies.
And it had, like, a decent storyline and stuff to it as well. So it wasn't basically, like, just random, like, you know?
I think last movie in my list is Der Dhanadhan. Devanadhan. The Malayalam movie is Vettam. I'm probably not even saying it right, but it's spelled like Vettam. Vettam. I am okay with the movie Devanadhan. Have you seen it?
Yes, I like that movie.
Yeah, that was a flop. That was a flop.
Do you know what? Something really funny?
What?
That, like, there's so many good movies out there that actually shouldn't be a flop, but people consider it as a flop. Like, Der Dhanadhan Der was not a flop movie. I like that movie.
I don't know. There's so many. Der Dhanadhan. Okay, anyway, if you want to hear more about flop movies, you can join the next episode where me and Cheryl, another guest, will be talking about some Bollywood flop movies and probably guessing why. So, yeah, stay tuned.